بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In our previous class, we had completed the narrations that the author here mentioned, رحمه الله تعالى, in the chapter of صفة صلاة النبي, in the chapter of the description of the prayer of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And all of these narrations, they clarify the outward appearance and the outward actions and movements of the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and likewise some of the statements that are made in the prayer as well. And in general, the description that the author he focused on here is that which is related to al-ahkam al-fiqhiyya, and that's what this book is authored for, in the clarification of clarifying the halal and the haram, and the al-ahkam al-shar'iyyah. So before we continue reading in the next chapter, this evening, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we will read a brief portion from some benefit of Shaykh Uthaymeen, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And this is from his majmu' fatawa wa rasail, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And this is from the volume number 13, on page 368, he has a risala and a treatise that he has written with regards to Sifat al-Salah. But the portion that we want to read from is just the introduction and the first portion of this treatise, and that is to have a reminder and a benefit of the description of the prayer and how one he enters the prayer. That just as a believer, he must have great concern with performing the prayer properly in the outward aspect, but as well, it must be performed properly with the inward aspect. So therefore, the prayer, it has an outside appearance and an outward appearance. And this is the statements and the actions that are performed in the prayer from the pillars and the obligations and the sunan and the likes. But likewise, there is an inner aspect of the prayer. But likewise, there is an inner aspect of the prayer, and this is the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the magnification of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and the love of Allah, and the hope in Allah, and the fear of Allah, and that a believer, he will worship Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala with the presence of heart and mind, and with khushu' and with humbleness. So in this risala that Shaykh Uthaymeen, he mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he began with this reminder. So therefore, we read from the statements of the Shaykh rahimahullahu ta'ala, seeking the benefit, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it beneficial for us. So he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, risalatun fi sifati salat al-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a treatise with regards to the description of the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I mentioned, we just read the brief introduction, inshaAllah. He says, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فنتكلم هذه الليلة عن صفة صلاة النبي. So he mentioned that we will speak tonight about the description of the prayer of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, أولا, first thing, اعتقد أنك إذا قمت إلى الصلاة فإنما تقوم بين يدي الله عز وجل. That you must believe and know that whenever you stand for the prayer, that you are standing in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the first thing, that you are standing in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you stand for the prayer, you're not standing in front of the people. You're not standing for the people. You're standing in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. Your heart is attached to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. This is how you stand for the prayer. الَّذِي يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. You're standing in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who knows the blinking of an eye. And he knows that which the hearts, they conceal. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُكَ. And he knows what your own soul is whispering to you. وَحِينِئِذٍ حَافِظْ عَلَى أَنْ يَكُونَ قَلْبُكَ مَشْغُولًا بِصَلَاتِكَ. So if this is the case, and you enter into the prayer like this, and you know that you're standing before Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who knows all things, and the one who nothing is hidden from him, not even that which is in the breast, and the one who even knows what your own soul whispers to yourself, you know this? You're standing in front of him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, then preserve and maintain property and make sure that your heart is busy with your prayer. Make sure that while you're in prayer, that your heart is busy with your prayer. وَحِينَئِذٍ حَافِظْ على أن يكون قلبك مشغورا بصلاتك. And then now you must preserve and maintain and strive to make sure that your heart is preoccupied with your prayer while you're in the prayer. He said, رحمه الله تعالى, كما أن جسمك مشغورا بصلاتك, جسمك متجه إلى القبلة إلى جهة التي أمرك الله عز وجل, فليكن قلبك أيضا متجها إلى الله. فليكن قلبك أيضا متجها إلى الله. So just as your body is preoccupied, with your salat, with your prayer, and your body is facing the qibla and the direction that Allah has commanded you, Azza wa Jal, then likewise your heart also should be directed to Allah. So we have discussed many of these affairs. The affairs with regards to facing the qibla, and with regards to the takbiratul ihram, with regards to the du'a al-istiftah, and with regards to the qiyam and the ruku' and the sujood and the proper manner to perform them, and other affairs likewise related to this. And just as the believer, he performs these movements with his body and his tongue properly in this manner, and he memorizes these statements and actions, and he performs them in a manner he's commanded. Likewise, during those movements and statements, and while performing those actions, the actions of the salah, likewise, the heart must be directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the heart, it must be focused and directed and preoccupied with the remembrance of Allah, with the love of Allah. Just as the body parts are moving, just as the tongue is moving, the heart has to be moving in accordance. Just as the body parts are moving and the tongue is moving, likewise the heart has to be moving in accordance. He says, Rahimahullah, أَمَّا أَنْ يَتَّجِهَ الْجِسْمُ إِلَى مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِالتَّوَجُّهِ إِلَيْهِ وَلَكِنَّ الْقَلْبَ ضَائِعٌ فَهَذَا نَكْسٌ كَبِيرٌ. As for the case that the body is directed towards that which Allah has commanded it to be directed to, and but the heart is lost, then this is a great deficiency. As for whenever the body is directed in facing that which Allah has commanded it to face, and the direction that it has been commanded to direct, to be directed, but the heart is lost and neglected, فَهَذَا نَقْسٌ كَبِيرٌ, then this is major deficiency. حَتَّى إِنَّ بَعْضَ الْعُلَمَاءِ يَقُولُ إِذَا غَلَبَ الْوَسَاوِسُ أَيْ الْهَوَاجِسُ على أكثر الصلاة فإنها تبطل. The Shaykh, he says, والأمر الشديد. And even to the extent that some of the people of knowledge have mentioned that if the whispers have overcome in the thoughts of the mind and the heart, when one is not focused on the prayer, if it overcomes his prayer to where his whispers have overcome the majority of his prayer, some of the people of knowledge have mentioned that his prayer will be invalidated. And so he said, Rahimahullah, so the affair here is very serious. So the likes of this advice from the Shaykh, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, this is the point that we want to remind ourselves and to benefit from. And that is from the purpose of the prayer and the establishment of the prayer is to remember Allah and to hope in Allah and to love Allah. And that one, he will be devoted sincerely and truthfully to Allah. The one who says, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. And then he recites the du'a al-istiftah, praising and glorifying Allah, or seeking forgiveness for his sins. And he's making these statements, and he's bowing in submission, and he's making sujood and humbleness and humility. But at the same time, his heart is somewhere else. His heart is attached to the dunya. His heart is overcome with the love of the dunya. Although he's performing the actions with his body parts, his heart is completely attached to the worldly affair and has forgotten Allah. Even during this action, this is a great deficiency. And this is something that a believer, he has to strive to remove and to be safe from. And he has to strive to be aware and conscious and have a presence of heart and mind in his prayer. And he has to strive to have khushu' and the salat. So the Shaykh, he says, فَإِذَا أَقْبَلْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَاعْتَقِدْ أَنَّكَ مُقْبِلٌ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَ. So if you have directed yourself to the prayer, and meaning if you have come to the prayer, then you must believe and know with certainty that you are advancing upon Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning that you are devoted to Allah now. At this time, the worldly affairs have ended. At this time, whenever a believer, he cleanses his body and he makes the tahara, and he faces the qibla, putting on his beautiful clothing and adornment, in this manner to step into the prayer. At this time, al-abdu muqbirun ala Allah. Al-abdu muqbirun ala Allah. At this time, the servant, he is devoted to Allah. This means he must leave off the dunya. He must turn his heart away from the worldly affairs. He must turn his heart away from his family and his friends. He must turn his heart away from his wealth and his property. He must turn his heart away of what happened yesterday or last week. He must turn his heart away from what is going to do later after the prayer. And he must devote himself entirely to Allah, hoping for the promise of Allah and the mercy of Allah and the forgiveness of Allah and the pardon of Allah, fearing the punishment of Allah, hoping for the Jannah, hoping that his deed will be accepted. At this time, he leave the dunya behind. Allahu Akbar. And he will enter the prayer, and he will enter into a private consultation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his body parts will submit in humility, and likewise his heart will submit in humility. When you step into the prayer, you must step in like this. You must know that you are muqbirun ilallahi azza wa jal, that you are in devotion to Allah now, meaning that you have turned away from the dunya. Muqbirun ilallahi mudbirun ani dunya, turning away from the dunya at this time. The prayer is purely an action of the hereafter, an action of the hereafter. So the Shaykh, he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, وَإِذَا وَقَفْتَ تُصَلِّي فَاعْتَقِدْ أَنَّكَ تُنَاجِي اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And if you stand to pray, then you must have certainty and know and believe that you are having a private consultation with Allah Azza wa Jalla. كما قال ذلك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Just as the messenger, he said that صلى الله عليه وسلم, إذا كان أحدكم في الصلاة فإنه يناجي ربه. That verily, if one of you is in the prayer, then truly he is having a private consultation with Allah. That if one of you is in the prayer, then verily he is having a private consultation with Allah. And this narration, it is muttafaqun alayhi from the hadith of Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه. إذا كان أحدكم في الصلاة فَإِنَّهُ يُنَاجِي رَبَّهُ. If one of you is in a prayer, and in any prayer, then verily he is having a private consultation and a munajat with his Lord, with his Rabb, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh, he says, rahimahullah, وَإِذَا وَقَفْتَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ فَاعْتَقِدْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ قِبَلَ وَجْهِكَ. He said, rahimahullahu ta'ala, that if you stand in the prayer, then you must know and believe with certainty that Allah Azza wa Jal, He is in front of you. He is in front of your face. لَيْسَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَّتِي أَنْتَ فِيهِ. He's not in the earth that you are in. لَكِنَّهُ قِبَلَ وَجْهِكَ. But He is in the direction of your face. وَهُوَ عَلَى عَرْشِهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. And He is above His throne, Azza wa Jal, meaning in a manner befitting His Majesty. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَسِيرٍ. And this is not hard or difficult for Allah Azza wa Jal. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ, because Allah, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There's nothing that resembles him, or there's nothing compared to him or like him. سُبْحَانُهُ وَتَعَالَى. The Shaykh, he says, فِي جِمِعِ صِفَاتِهِ, in all of his attributes. فَهُوَ فَوْقَ عَرْشِهِ. So he is above his throne. سُبْحَانُهُ وَتَعَالَى, in a manner befitting his majesty. وَهُوَ قِبَلَ وَجْهِ الْمُصَلِّي إِذَا صَلَّى. But at the same time, likewise, he is in the direction of the one who prays while he's praying. وَحِينَئِذٍ تَدْخُلُ وَقَلْبُكَ مَمْلُوءٌ بِتَعْظِيمِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَمَحَبَّتِهِ وَتَقَرُّبِ إِلَيْهِ. And at this time, if you enter in the prayer with this in mind, in this manner, then your heart will be full of the honor and respect and reverence of Allah Azza wa Jal, and of His love, and of drawing near to Him, and of striving to draw near to Him. So this is the manner to enter to the prayer. And this is the benefit that we want to have from this lesson, and that we want to strive to remember this whenever we stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal and we prepare to make the takbir. This is how we enter. This is how we enter, with the love of Allah and the reverence of Allah. And we only made the ablution, and we only purified ourselves, and stepped into the masjid in this manner, and faced the qibla in this way, and stood in this manner, only seeking the pleasure of Allah. Not for any other affair, not for any worldly affair. And it's not just a custom that one will come and he will stand and raise his hands and say Allahu Akbar, and then move and go up and down, and then he does not know what happened in his prayer. This is a great failure and a great negligence and deficiency. But rather, he will enter the prayer in the manner that the Shaykh is describing here, with a heart that is present and alive, with a heart that knows that he's standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who knows his situation and knows all about him, and knows that is in his heart, and knows that which his soul even whispers. and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is powerful and strong, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is not all knowledgeable and wise, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is most forgiving and merciful, and the believer, he is devoting himself at this time to Allah, seeking His mercy and fearing His punishment with love and veneration and magnification and with sincere devotion and worship. In this manner, a believer, he should enter the prayer. The Shaykh, he says, فَتُكَبِّرُ. Now, at this time, after you prepared in this manner, فَتُكَبِّرُ وَتَكُولُ أَلَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. Now you say the takbir, and you say Allahu Akbar. وَمَعَ هَذَا التَّكْبِيرُ تَرْفَعُ يَدَيْكَ إِلَى حَذْوِ مَنْكِبَيْكَ أَوْ إِلَى فَرُوعِ أُذُنَيْكَ. And along with that takbir, you raise your hands to parallel, to be parallel to your shoulders, or to your the branches of your ears, yani furu' udhunayk, to the furu' of your ears. And he said, rahimahullah, wal mankibu huwa al-katif, and the mankib, and it is the shoulder. Wa furu'u udhunayni wa furu'u udhunayni a'laha, and the branches or the furu' of the ears, this is the top of the ears. Whenever the people of knowledge, they mention to make that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his hands parallel to his shoulders or to his ears, not from the side that his long ways, and from the side that their hands are back parallel close to his shoulders, but rather from the front, they're parallel, meaning at the same height of his shoulders, and likewise, or the same height of his ears, Wallahu ta'ala alam. The Shaykh, he says, ثُمَّ تَضَعُ يَدَكَ الْيُمْنَى عَلَى يَدِكَ الْيُسْرَى. And then you put your right hand on your left hand. عَلَى الذِّرَاعِ كَمَا ثَبَتَ ذَلِكَ فِي الصَّحِيحِ الْبُخَارِي مِنْ حَدِيثِ سَهْلِ بْنِ سَعْدٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. And then you put your right hand on your left arm, just as has been affirmed in Sahih Bukhari from the Hadith of Sahal ibn Sa'd رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنُّهُ قَالْ كَانَ النَّاسُ يُؤْمَرُونَ أَنْ يَضَعَ الرَّجُلُ يَدَهُ الْيُمْنَى عَلَى ذِرَاعِهِ الْيُسْرَى فِي الصَّلَاةِ. That the people, they were commanded that a man, he would put his right hand on his left arm in the salat. The dhira' is the part of the arm from the wrist, between the wrist and the elbow, between the wrist and the elbow. This is the forearm. This is called the dhira'. This is called the dhira'. The Shaykh, he says, ثُمَّ تَخْفِضُ رَأْسَكَ فَلَا تَرْفَعُهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. And then you lower your head, and you do not raise it to the sky. Then you lower your head, and you do not raise it to the sky. لِأَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَهَى عَنْ رَفْعِ الْبَصْرِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. Because the Prophet صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, he has prohibited from raising the eyesight to the sky in the prayer. وَاشْتَدَّ قَوْلُهُ فِي ذَلِكَ حَتَّى قَالَ. And then his statement was stern and severe with this, until he said, صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَيَنْتَهُنَّ أَيْ أَلَّذِينَ يَرْفَعُونَ أَبْصَارَهُمْ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ عَنْ ذَلِكَ أَوْ لَتُخْطَفَنَّ أَبْصَارُهُمْ. That verily, those people who are raising their eyes to the sky in the prayer, they were going to stop doing that, or else their eyesights will be snatched from them. The Shaykh, he says, وَلِهَذَا ذَهَبَ بَعْضُ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ إِلَى تَحْرِيمِ رَفْعِ الْمُصَلِّي إِلَى تَحْرِيمِ رَفْعِ الْمُصَلِّي رَأْسَهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ أَوْ بَصَرَهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَهُوَ قَوْلٌ وَجِيهٌ جِدًّا. And because of this, some of the people of knowledge, they have mentioned that it is impermissible, that it is haram for the one who is praying to raise his head to the heavens, to raise his head to the sky, or his eyesight to the sky while he is praying. And this is a strong and a good position. And this is a very good and strong position. لِأَنَّهُ لَا وَعِيدَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِلَّا وَهُوَ مُحَرَّمٌ. Because there is no threat for a particular action except that it is haram. Then the Shaykh, he mentions a benefit, and he says, رَحِيمُهُ اللَّهُ فَتَخْفِضُ بَصَرَكَ وَتُطَعْطِئُ رَأْسَكَ. So you lower your eyesight and you lower your head. لَكِنْ كَمَا قَالَ الْعُلَمَاء. But you do it as the ulama have said. لا يضع ذقنه على صدره أي لا يخفضه كثيرا. That he lowers his head, but he does not put his chin onto his chest, meaning he does not lower it a lot. حتى يقع الذقن وهو مجمع لحيين على الصدر بل يخفضه مع فاصل يسير عن صدره. That he will lower his head, but he will not lower it until his chin touches his chest, but rather he will lower it and there will still be a place between his chin and his chest. So here still there's moderation. In this manner, a believer, he will enter to the prayer humbly, and he enters in this manner. He enters with this intention, knowing that he is advancing upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that he is standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah azza wa jal is aware of him and watching him, and that there is worship, that Allah, that there is worship and there are actions that are pleasing to Allah, and that a believer, he's striving to draw near to Allah, and that he's afraid that his actions will be rejected, and he's worshiping Allah because he loves him, because of all the good that he has from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his very existence to the very breath that he is breathing. And the most important and greatest of all those blessings to love Allah for, to show thanks for, is the blessing of a sunnah, the blessing of the deen, the blessing of an Islam, and the blessing of a tawheed. So therefore, a believer, he enters the prayer in this manner, and he knows that he is facing Allah, and he knows that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching him, and he's having a private consultation with Allah, and that he is reciting the words of Allah. And he stands in the prayer in this manner, and then he makes the takbir in this manner, and he raises his hands in this manner, and he puts his hands on his chest, and he puts his hands in front of him, one on the other in this manner, and he lowers his head in this manner, and he begins his prayer. He begins the dua al-istiftah and the supplication that is in the beginning of the prayer. And then in this manner, likewise, he begins to recite. And from there, he will go to the ruku'. And from there, he will rise and stand. And from there, he will go to the sujood. And he will prostrate in the manner that is prescribed and legislated. And that has proceeded in our classes, alhamdulillah. And he will continue his prayer in this manner. And we close with that. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.